Hi friends, Doug Addison here. I wanted to add this message to the beginning of my prophetic word for October. I pre-recorded the following Spirit Connection podcast last week, just before actually President Trump and the First Lady contracted COVID-19. And as you're going to hear in this prophetic word, I had a heads up from the Lord prior to anything happening. I heard the Lord say to me on Yom Kippur, which was just last week, September 28th, raise up an army to pray during October and November. But it was October 1st, 4 days later, that the president got hit in the White House. So we want to pray right now, even beyond this. It's that the pandemic will come to an end, that the cure would be released, the anointing would be released. We also want to pray for President Trump and First Lady Melania and the entire White House staff to be healed, to be protected right now in Jesus' name. I just want to say this is a time to rise up and pray.
Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection. October 7, 2020, and I've got a prophetic word for the month of October. It actually extends over the next couple of months, but you're going to want to hear this, and I'm going to give some instructions on what the Lord's saying, right? I'm real excited. If you're joining on my website, DougAddison.com, you can chat in. It's the first of the month, first Wednesday of every month. You can chat in your questions. My team's on the chat room. We will collect those as well. We value those. Follow me on social media, Facebook, The Doug Addison, Twitter, and Instagram, Doug T. Addison. All right. Well, Lord, we thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you that you're opening the heavens right now. And the plan of the enemy is null and void. We say, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We take authority over all the things that's coming against us in the world today and also in people's lives. We just pray for that healing anointing to come for the pandemic, for the coronavirus. We pray for the turnaround of the economy. We pray for finances. We pray, Lord, that you would jumpstart things right now. As you showed me a plan happening after Yom Kippur, which was just last week or week before. This is the time when the plans of heaven are being opened right now. So, Lord, we want to come into agreement with them on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Well, this month, I'm calling people to pray. This is a time we have to pray over the next 3 months, but especially the month of October. I'm putting out an alert. Lamentations 2:19, arise, cry out in the night at the beginning of the watches. Pour out your hearts like water before the face of the Lord. That's what the Lord said when I prayed. I said, Lord, what's the prophetic word for this month? And he spoke to me, Lamentations 2. He said, tell my people to cry out and shift the spiritual atmosphere that's going on. There's an urgent need for us to rise up and pray right now through the end of the year, particularly October and November. But this is so important to heal our land. Whether you're an intercessor or not, the Lord's calling us to pray right now any way you can. And, you know, this is not to avoid a disaster. So you disaster and earthquake people are trying to read into this and say, is there something coming? No, this is not anything like that. In fact, it's specifically to change the disaster already released on the world. In other words, the negative spirit of 2020 needs to be shifted. We need to pray that the Lord will rise up against the attacks that we're seeing that are keeping us from meeting together. The negativity that's affecting the economy, draining critical resources, and also delaying what I believe the revival we're going to see happen. But the Lord showed me it's a three-chord attack. A cord of three strands is not easily broken. That's a verse in Ecclesiastes. But the enemy will try to use that. It's a three-chord attack of fear, sickness, and violence. And so we want to break, you know, fear, first of all, the spirit of fear is ruling in people's hearts. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God did not give you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. This is so important. Fear's not an emotional condition here, but it's a demonic attack that's moving across the, I think it's all over the world right now, trying to stop God from really just ruling in your heart. The spirit of fear needs to be taken care of. And when we do this, he's trying to stop what the 2 Timothy verse about love, power, and a sound mind. As we do this, we are going to release the power of God, the power of love and a sound mind. But we're also dealing with sickness and death that's hitting through the pandemic. And in the midst of all this, there's a release of violence in the streets. And this is not a, you need to hear this. This is not from a group or a leader or a group of leaders. It's driven by high-level demonic forces that's influencing people. And it's not a person. Don't try to pin it on anybody like this group. Oh, it's that group. No, it's the demonic forces operating that's causing these things to happen. So I heard the Lord say we need to move from protest to praise this month. God's calling us everywhere to unite in prayer, and there's a critical need to change the atmosphere from protest to praise. Now, don't get me wrong here. There's a lot of protests happening right now, and many of them, you know, maybe for worthy causes, but sometimes that protest spirit gets in there, even on the peaceful protest. It tries to bring the violence. You see that happening everywhere. But the Lord said we can shift this. In fact, we must shift the spiritual realm over this. And we need to break off the spirit of violence, fear, and release a new sound into the streets. There, the new sound that's going to change the streets. You know, violence, the craziness that's happening that we're seeing right now, it's not coming from people, but it brings, again, it's from a demonic forces, high-level demonic forces. So understanding that it's not someone's fault is very important at disarming it. Because if you're getting angry or upset at people, then you're coming into agreement with that. You don't want to come into agreement. We can't fight fire with fire. We got to fight it with praise and release things. So it's important not to get angry. Right now, the people that you disagree with, Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. We declare right now, Lord, release your plans from heaven so we can stop these attacks that's coming against us in Jesus' name. Now, there's more to this. I want to unpack this a little bit more. But we need to agree right now and decree. The Lord gave me this verse a while back, actually. I've been decreeing this. Now, decreeing is where you, if you would decree a thing, it shall be done, according to Job. And decreeing is where we can take a Bible verse and we can speak it back and we can pray it back. We can sing it back. We can do all kinds of different things. And the one I've been decreeing is Psalm 7:9. Oh God, who searches the hearts of man, put an end to the violence and let the righteous be secure. So, Lord, we ask that you would intervene right now into the unrest of the streets. And we decree Psalm 7:9, and we would ask that you would put an end to the violence and set us free. We bind and break the spirit of fear. We bind and break the spirit of sickness. And we bind and break the spirit of violence. And we separate that three-chord attack in Jesus' name. And we release now the joy. We release perfect health. We release hope. We release the opposite of violence, love. Lord, give us love for people. I pray that you would do this in Jesus' name. Amen. Ooh, God's raising up watchers right now. These are the people that are going to pray. Whether you're called as an intercessor or not, you can pick up on this anointing that's being released. Habakkuk 2:1. I will stand at my watch and I will station myself on the ramparts, and I will look to see what the Lord will say to me and what answer he will give to this complaint. I get up every day around 5 a.m. or so. I stand in my watch and pray. In fact, I stand in front of a computer cart that very similar to the one, in fact, the exact same one I have at home. This is at my office, but I stand in front of it every day. In other words, I go to a place to pray. Whatever your place is, doesn't have to be, you know, it's just a place to pray. Go to that place. Every day I do this, and I stand at my watch to pray. What that means is I lay everything down in my own heart on what I think I should do for the day, or maybe even pray. I get the Lord's heart, and I ask for the mind of Christ, and I'm seated with Christ in heavenly places, according to Ephesians. So I just do things as much as you would, you know. I do it by faith when I don't hear anything or feel anything, because I know the Lord, it does not change like the shifting shadows. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the same. God's releasing something right now. God's raising up the anointing of watchers, or the watchmen. It's found in Ezekiel 3:17. Son of man, I've made you a watchman, or a watch person, for the people of Israel. So hear the word I speak and give them warning. So this is the watcher anointing that's being released right now. And it could be situational for people. Like, in other words, you're not necessarily an intercessor, but all of a sudden you're going to pick up this watchman type of calling and spirit that God's releasing. So it's going to shift the spiritual atmosphere. I'm a watchman. I've been one for years. I have the gift of intercession. But again, it's like healing. You don't have to have the gift of healing to pray for someone. It's like the prophetic. You don't have to be a prophet, you know, to hear God. And that's what God's doing right now in this area of prayer. He's saying we need to rise up, and he's anointing people right now. I tell you, I haven't used an alarm clock in years, because God just wakes me up. I tell him, wake me up. If I have to do something once in a while, I will set the alarm. But normally he wakes me up before that time. And like this morning, I was up at 2 a.m. I was awakened, and there was some stuff to take care of. You know, I got a little bit of sleep after that. But other days, I sleep good. On some days, in other words, I'm on the time clock of heaven. And I trust him. I trust the Lord to take care of me with my health and to do things. I'm wise as I can be, of course. But this is what God's releasing right now. As a times and seasons prophetic person, I release this over you. I just feel like it's a time to receive that watchman style of calling. Lord, I pray that you would raise up watchers that would raise up and pray at whatever time, morning, noon, and night. Pray without ceasing. Lord, I pray that you would give strategies from heaven that will shift the spiritual atmosphere in Jesus' name. Because that's exactly what the Lord said. 1 Peter 4:7. This is the end of all things. And Peter was saying this. Therefore, be alert and sober-minded so that you may know how to pray. And above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Wow. That's so powerful. Be sober-minded so that you can know how to pray. And above all, love each other deeply. So we release that right now. We release clarity of mind and also love that would cover over a multitude of sins. Some people might want to specialize in love. That's what I do. And the more you move into God's love, the more you stop doing things of your soul, really. And that's a secret of what I've done. Is I've gotten close to the Lord, close to my wife, close to others right now because of the spirit of love. It causes us to stay sober. So we need to release the opposite spirit to change things. So instead of fear, we declare and release faith and trust in the Lord. Instead of sickness, we declare and release total healing, vibrant health. And instead of violence, we now step up. Right now, we release the opposite. We step away from arguments. I'm having to say this. Step away from those arguments. Like if someone gets mad at you in a store for basically if you're wearing a mask and they're not wearing a mask or something like that. Or if you get mad at someone else about a mask, see that word mad, that word angry in there. Be careful that you get rid of that type of thing that is not the fruit of the Spirit. We need to release the fruit of the Spirit right now. If you're getting upset at people, see those little things that the enemy's trying to get a foothold in there. And we need to step away from arguments and disagreements right now for the month of October and release peace. Peace, peace. Peace be with you. When Jesus calmed the storm, he said, "Peace, be still." When he spoke into people's lives, he said, "Peace be with you." One of his promises is, "I will never leave you, and my peace I give you." So you can receive that yourself. I always say this, is it's important to put on your own oxygen mask first before helping someone else. So receive that spirit of peace. Peace to the streets. I'm out every day. I take prayer walks. I'll talk about this more later in this episode, how to shift the spiritual atmosphere. But praise is the key. Acts 16:25, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there was an earthquake that shook the foundations of the prison, and all at once the prison doors were open and everyone's chains came loose. Wow, that was some worship service. I'd like to be part of that one. So you can do this. In other words, that's what happens in the spiritual realm. When you begin to praise, these last few days, you know, the enemy's been coming in trying to hit me, and I just stop and praise him. I just keep the worship music cranking. I stop and praise him. You know, I don't walk around in a perfect condition all the time, Mr. Positive as I am. I have to battle. I have to stop. I have to loose things up. Like what Paul and Silas did, I have to come into agreement with heaven. That's when you're praising. When you come into agreement with heaven, it will loose your chains. It will shake the things around you, whether you can see it or not. So we need to start in our own hearts, then allow that to shift things around us. So staying in the attitude of gratitude is important, especially in October. So when you do this, when you find yourself wanting to complain or get angry, then change that to a blessing. Or thanking God or praying for a person. Or take a walk away from it. You know, do something like that. You know, consider singing and worshiping everywhere you go. Gather safely outside worship or whatever it is that you can do. We don't have to organize. You know, we don't have to be organized with this, you know. But you can take prayer and praise to the streets. And I do it all the time. In fact, everywhere I go, every place I place my foot, I claim for the Lord. I take prayer and praise walks. You can walk your neighborhood. You can walk your city. I'm out there all the time, you know, and we can lift up the name of the Lord. And we can see things shake open like Paul and Barnabas did. I'm excited for this. In fact, I'm going to go over a little mini training right now on, how to pray. How to pray with power. Prayer is really a focus. I mean, it's an expression of intimacy with the Lord. And Ephesians 1:17 is one of my life verses. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, will give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you can know him better. That's the prophetic spirit that comes forth from the Lord, from heaven, is that you can know him better. So when we connect with the Lord in prayer, it's not just to get something in return. And I think a lot of times in our prayer, we think that it's just that we've got to pray, you know, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You know, like pray a laundry list. No, the Lord wants you to now get interactive. He's going to release warfare prayer in the month of October and the next couple months. He's going to show people how to pray. God wants to commune with you. So allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. As this happens, and as you do this, you can gain greater authority in your prayer. One of the main ways is step away from judgments. Judging others is the thing that can stop the flow of heaven. Jesus said that, do not judge or you will be judged. And I talk about this all the time. It's what my secret to having the heavens open, how I hear God clearly. So as we do this, you want to do a little mini training here, is if you have any wounds or past hurts, get some healing. You know, if you have anger, rejection or pride, whatever, break off any sins, generational curses that you might know about, you know, and especially step away from judgments the best you can. And so we need to replace these with godly character. One thing that I recommend is removing what you have in common ground with the enemy. John 14:30, Jesus said, the ruler of the world is coming, but he's found nothing in me. So see, that found nothing in me was a common ground with the enemy. So when Jesus had encountered Satan during his temptation, it shows us a strategy to overcome the enemy is to rid ourselves the best we can with what we have common with darkness. If we confess our sins, we are forgiven. Actually, if you have repeated sin, you can actually continue to, it's what I would do years ago. I'd say, Lord, until I get this thing out of the way, please work with me. Have patience with me. And repeated sin can eventually hinder your authority in prayer. But you know what? Take it to prayer. Just say, I'm going to confess my sins. The word says that you are faithful and just to forgive me of my sins and cleanse me of all unrighteousness. And so right now, even if you have repeated sin, I'm just trying to get a lot of people in, into this realm of not backing down because of what's going on in your life right now. Not backing down or thinking that you can't do what I'm talking about here. You can do it. So what you do is make sure that the devil doesn't have a foothold. Ephesians 4:26, in your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry. Don't give the devil a foothold, Paul says. My wife and I, we still get in disagreements, but we don't let the sun go down on our anger. And some people use this verse to justify godly anger. I'll be very careful with that one. Because I just step away from all anger right now and ask God to fill you with the opposite spirit. So important. You know, God can forgive you of your sins as many times as you ask. Look this up if you need this. If you're struggling right now, Matthew 18:22, God will forgive you as many times as you ask. So don't let that hinder you when you move into this place. You also want to get out of agreement with what you have in common with the enemy. And the goal really is to grow spiritually and to deal with your soul wounds, the issues in your soul, so that you can battle against the enemy. And for a test right now, actually God will show you where you are, is how do you treat people when no one's looking? How about when you're driving down the road, how do you respond when someone cuts you off? I'm serious about this. I used to have hidden road rage. Yeah, that was a road rage. I had hidden road anger. And I would get, I get upset at people. And then the Lord said to me, that's a test. You need to get over this. And I did. I got healed of it. I live in LA, And I tell you, you need to get to this place. Like the word says, bless those who curse you and pray for those who mistreat you. And so be careful that you're not blessing, with the international side of displeasure. But God will test you on this right now. Do you respond in anger? Or you can actually bless people. You don't know what's going on inside their life or car, and you can shift the spiritual atmosphere. This is the same thing. How do you respond when someone is dealing with the coronavirus differently than you? If someone's wearing a mask and you don't like a mask, or you want them to wear a mask and they're not, how are you responding? You don't want to come into agreement with that. God will give you authority, but we need to ask the Holy Spirit to fill us. And we need to shift that spiritual atmosphere, where there's anger and hatred and revenge. That's actually going on in the world right now. We need to bring blessings and love. It takes a specific effort at it. In other words, you have to be intentional to do this. I used to complain a lot. I still complain, but for every complaint I'd file, I'd make sure that I file more compliments. You know, I'll go out on Yelp or TripAdvisor, and I'll still complain, but I also bless people who, you know, who are around you. I paid some guy to come in and put together this new cart. I love this type of computer cart that I use. And he put it together backwards, the same way I put it together backwards. It was a hard one to do. And that was why I hired someone to come in, and he put it together backwards. And it was a test for me. I wasn't upset. In fact, I doubled the tip and blessed him in the midst of it. Just saying, right now, it's a time to shift the spiritual atmosphere. Understand who God is very important. Ephesians 6:12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against powers, principalities, rulers of darkness in this age, and against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. So when we battle, be careful that you're not taking on these things if you're not called and equipped and trained to be there. You know, the big mistake in spiritual warfare today is Christians that might not be equipped to be, you know, pulling down the strongholds of the coronavirus, the stronghold of this or this. You know, just stay away from that stuff so you don't get sick and have nervous breakdowns, develop cancer, et cetera. You know, what you can do instead is say, Lord, you do it. I'm just saying right now, October is important, not to pull down things, but to pull up something. We want to pull up the level of praise. We want to pull up that atmosphere of praise on the earth, and then we pull down the strategies from heaven. I'm not messing with the second heaven in the midst of this, but I'm asking the Lord to move and to give us his heart for the prayer that we need to do. He needs to raise up prayer for the month of October. It might move in to more than that. Lord, we pray that you would do this. I pray that you would anoint us, raise up the intercessors. We break the spirit of fear, sickness, and violence. So we ask that you would raise us up right now to be intercessors of your love. Fill the streets with praise in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, DougAddison.com is my website. Hey, you know what? I'm doing a training on this. Honestly, I made this training before I got the prophetic word, but the training is called Spiritual Warfare Masterclass, How to Reveal and Remove Attacks, October 24th. It's an hour and a half or 2 hours or so online training. Just go to DougAddison.com/spiritual warfare. It's going to be a powerful one. I'll show you how to battle, how to shift things in the spiritual realm, how to do safe spiritual warfare, and how to grow in the area of the watchman, whether you're an intercessor or not. This is really important right now. In fact, if you go to the website right now between October 7th and 11th, we're doing an early bird special, $32. After that, it goes up to $37. But it's still a bargain. You have access to it for the life of our website. Plus, you get the notes, and you get to watch the replay if you can't be there live. I'm excited. Hey, consider joining my monthly mentoring session. I do one a month. It's about an hour. It's 45 minutes to an hour, depending on what I have to release. But the way you do it is become a partner of our ministry, and our partners get to come to my mentoring session. Just go to DougAddison.com/give. You can give any amount. You can text or give a one-time or monthly if you'd like to become a partner. I pray for the partners. We have a really powerful group of partners. I have a partner coach and a Facebook group that we have. We're all interactive, a family. And I believe the Lord's going to do something new in your life. Also consider the daily prophetic words, DougAddison.com /daily prophetic or #daily prophetic, and get my app. Just go to the App Store or Google Play and look for Doug Addison. Hey, there's a lot of commercials going on right now. I don't really have time for Q&A, but this month I don't, because I wanted to fit in this prophetic word. I wanted to do some training. I wanted to, release this out, but each week, next week, Spirit Connection, Wednesdays of every month, I'll be doing some more on this area of spiritual warfare and on some of the Q&A. So, all right. Well, I hope you have a great week. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. connect with him online at dougaddison.com.